For the past dozen years, fisheries management experts have held that boats go after the biggest fish first. Now, biologists at the University of Washington are challenging the idea that people fish down the food web. They say fishing is a business and that fishermen go for whatever is most profitable, whether it be crab or cod. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
University of Washington biologists have challenged the idea that people fish down the food web. A decade ago, a study suggested that fishermen go for predators first. When the fisheries at the top are depleted, fishermen would move on to smaller and smaller fish. Daniel Pauly, a biologist at the University of British Columbia who conducted the fishing down study, describes the model.
Instead of catching cod, for example, in Newfoundland and in Atlantic Canada, we fish snow crab and shrimp, which were the prey of the cod when they were there.
But Suresh Sethi, who led the University of Washington study and who has worked as a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, says that people are looking for profits, not predators. Since fishing is fundamentally a business, boats go after what will bring them the most money, which isn't always the biggest fish.
What we find is that species lower in food webs, like shellfish, case of Alaska, everyone can think of how valuable king crab is. Things at the bottom of food webs tend to be actually higher priced as a group than things at the top of food webs.
This means that fishermen develop the most high-value and abundant fisheries first, not necessarily the ocean's top predators. The study examined global catch and economic data from the past 55 years, and it's a first study of its kind. The University of Washington biologists say their research should help those managing fisheries anticipate where the economic pressures will be and which fisheries will be developed next. Here's Trevor Branch, a co-author of the study.
One impact is that if you were a manager and you wanted to know which fisheries are going to develop next, where should you be looking for fishing impacts to hit? Well, the answer is start with the ones that have the most numbers, start with the ones that have the highest prices, start with the ones that are the lowest cost to develop, so the ones that are easy to access. And those are the ones that you should worry about being developed and targeted next.
As for Pauly, who conducted the fishing down research, he doesn't think that the University of Washington study refutes his data.
I say big deal, because this is completely neutral vis-a-vis what we wrote. Because it's not a refutation, it's not a confirmation. We never wrote about value.
But if there's one thing that all these biologists can agree upon, it's that fishing stocks aren't getting any bigger. Pauly's fishing down model predicts a sort of doomsday scenario for poorly managed fisheries. He warns that if the fishing industry is poorly managed, fishermen will keep going down the food chain until humans are left with only a diet of jellyfish and plankton stew. He says that happened to Namibia in Africa and could happen in other places with poor management practices. The University of Washington research is not as grim, but Sethi does say that fishing is a mature industry that's near its capacity.
Commercial fishing is now a mature industry, no longer a frontier setting. And so we don't expect additional protein to be generated from wild capture fisheries. There's just not left in the ocean to be developed. So what that says is that commercial fishing, yes, we expect what catch we do have now globally. We don't see any reason to see why that would fall off, at least in the near future or midterm future. But if we want to keep getting more seafood protein into markets, it's going to have to come from aquaculture. We're going to have to farm it.
The University of Washington study was recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.